trying something new here with the Taiwan special. As I'm doing this podcast, I'm also streaming to Twitch, but I've had trouble with the internet connection. So I'm recording it in advance, and then I'm uploading it to Twitch to see if I could stream it later, like set it for live stream later. I don't know. We'll see how it works. I'm still experimenting with all these things. I'll tell you, I've been using Manjaro on my computer. It's a Windows computer. Of course, Windows is deleted from it. Why would you use Windows? So I've deleted it. I've been using Manjaro, and I am utterly thrilled. I absolutely love the thing. Hold on. My voice is getting groggy, so I need to have some more of this milk here, and that'll probably help. No, I'm, pardon me, I'm here in Taiwan, and I've been, well, I don't know how much of this is boring to you, but I've been dealing with some interesting things. I don't know if it's lack of vision. I don't know if there's a lesson to be learned about the Taiwanese in this, but I think that on some level, Taiwan might lack an international perspective. Maybe that's what's going on. They just lack perspective. I don't know. But I'm not saying this to try to figure out what's wrong with Taiwan. It's just sure interesting. No, that's grammatically correct. It's sure just interesting, or it's just sure interesting. No, I don't want to get an argument with you, George. I'm supposed to do this podcast, and you're supposed to be the observer, but I mean, no, that wasn't important and was not worth interrupting. Don't focus so much on the grammar. Look, I'm the grammar Gestapo here. If there's a problem with your grammar, I'll tell you on the podcast. Okay, thank you. Okay, so, pardon me, George is new, and he's still learning how to not interrupt. So, where were we? Dealing with Taiwan's government and situations here. Okay, so Lahi, this kid that I do mentoring with, really amazing kid. This kid's amazing. He waddled up to me when he was 13 years old and started talking to me. And I just looked at him and I'm going, this kid's going to be famous. I don't know why, but he's going to be famous. And I just looked at him right away. I said, famous people need to have a solid foundation and character and knowing who they are. Or when they become famous, they're going to get all messed up. And you've got to make sure that you're ready for that. I just looked right at him and told him that. And some words to that effect. I don't remember exactly what it was. So anyhow, we just got to be friends. I know his parents, and you know they've got lots of problems. And I'll tell you why his family has problems. It's because they're human. Get careful who you say that to. A lot of people try to hide the evidence that they're human. I just do my best to help out, and I have to become a better, awesome person in order to do it. And so we have a great time living and thriving and surviving together and dealing with Taiwan's nonsense. So he's fully American and fully Taiwanese. So he has this perspective of both of these, as do I, living here in Taiwan. So I've been dealing with my own garbage coming from strange restrictions Taiwan puts on foreigners. And Lahi explained it to me this week. He said, Jesse, you know the reason why Taiwan's government has so many rules restricting foreigners, don't you? I'm like, well, no, I don't. He said, it's because we've been invaded by other countries so many times. That's why. I'm going, really? Okay, that makes sense. Like he says, I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm saying that that's what it is. I'm like, okay. So in my letter to the government about this, I've explained to them. I said, I know that you want other countries to treat you fairly, but then you've got all these restrictions on foreigners because you've been invaded. But fearing the past while living today is only going to make your past become your future. And it's time that you be the friend you want. Yeah, that's in a letter that's going to Taiwan's government. Think about that. So I just got off the phone with Lahi within the last hour, and I've been thinking long and hard about this. Well, no, it was in The Point this week. Yeah. The Point Podcast. What happens is, when you've got trouble, you need to tell people your plans. I've been looking. It's not necessarily a threat. It's just, okay, I think that we need to do this. Right now we're not doing it and we need to start. And here's my plan. If that works, if we do this, then great. If we don't do this, I'm going to go to someone else. This is who I will go to. I will go talk to them. And if they don't listen, then I will do this other thing. This is what that other thing I will do. I will do da 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 da. And those other people will listen to me because you and number two both rejected me. And so everyone's going to say, what? You rejected him over that? Wow. And so I've been dealing with it. No, Lahi, I mean, he's training for the Olympics. And so here he is trying to train for the Olympics. Taiwan's government doesn't support Olympic athletes. It's amazing. In fact, I was just at a gym today. I said, Taiwan's government doesn't support Olympic athletes. He goes, why? I said, did you just ask why Taiwan's government does something stupid? He goes, okay, all right. Okay. Are you Taiwanese? Don't you live here? Now you're asking why your government does stupid things? Of course, generally speaking, the government is the favorite one to hate in every single country. But Taiwan's government, for whatever reason, when heaven and hell were manufacturing the governments of Earth, they gave Taiwan a couple extra doses of stupid. It's amazing. It's not just corruption like you find in almost every country, every government of the world. Taiwan's got some stuff you're going, what? How? Why? How did that even happen? And it's, you got to live here to see it. And it's not so much angering. It is just endearing. It's just adorable. The weird stupidity that Taiwan's government engages in. It's so funny. It's hard to be angry about. That's the thing. That's it. Like Taiwan, they don't give money and time to the Olympic athletes. If a student in high school is training for the Olympics, the school will not give him any support at all. He wants to exercise extra. They think, no, you should stop exercising and only study math and science. And that's how you will do well in the Olympics. It's like, what? Why do they do this? Probably because they lack an international perspective. So I've been dealing with stuff with the government, and I've been dealing with stuff with trying to get sponsors for Lahi. And I am one of them. I mean, that's one of the things that we're doing. I'm sponsoring them underneath whatever brands I control to whatever extent I can. I've been working, trying to get Pacific Daily Times off the ground. So Pacific Daily Times sponsors him, whatever that means. Currently that means helping him out with what he can. I mean, I give him coaching. I give him English lessons. I'm pretty good with English. He's American. And so he needs to have a quality education. At least I hope that his English is up to snuff compared to what other Americans are. In many ways, I think his English is better than a lot of other Americans his age. Why? Because he talks to me. Because it was, there aren't any other Americans to teach him. And I'm a writer. I deal with words every single week. So as I'm looking at all these things and watching all these things, I'm just, it's like I learned something. It's like with Trump being gone, the mantle has passed to everyone else. Because Trump would go to these countries. People say, well, I don't like Trump. Trump's an idiot. No new wars, brought soldiers home. More than Democrats ever did. Got free trade agreements. I mean, what he achieved, the stuff that Republicans and Democrats all want and never did. So what is there to hate? I think the people that didn't like Trump don't really know what laws are important. They look at the TV as a theater and a show. And they think like, okay, well, if I would like this as a TV show, then whatever he's saying would be good as president. And that's their standard for judging what we need to be doing in politics. And that's why they didn't like him. And that's why they didn't appreciate the good things he did. But that doesn't work in your own life. In order to make my own life work, I have to do the stuff Trump was doing. And I think with him gone, for some reason, I don't know. I just feel a fire inside, like I'm able to actually start dealing with these problems following that example. We'll see, and I'll tell you how it works.